Понимают английский достаточно, да? Достаточно? Перево, what is переведение, is it? Translate? Перевод. Перевод не нужен, да?
Нужен.
You understand enough? Not exactly.
Yeah,
just sit with her and just translate as we go. So, Nama Om Vishnu Vadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sanyavani Paschitya Deshitarne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakalpa Charubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha
Bhojitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.
So, devotees, Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming for this last rites ceremony for Srimati Krishna Leela. Panyal. Oh. Okay, yeah. Krishna Leela was the mother of Sachi Prema Devi Dasi and Ananda Sundari Devi Dasi from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Yeah? They're a devotee family. They're a devotee family for many years. How many years now?
12 years.
I'm
from
2001. Okay, almost 20 years. The family, at least. And Krishna Leela was their mother. And she was a very nice lady. She passed away a few days ago. What was her age?
87.
87. That's a long life. And because, you know, in her older age, it was difficult for her to really practice as such. But she was always surrounded by the family members, living with them. They're all living together and taking prasadam all the time and hearing kirtan all the time, and just like this living in a spiritual environment. So that's, we could say it's auspicious, but it's more than just auspicious. It's a very ideal type of situation for a person, particularly an elderly person who's dependent and not really able to do so much on their own. It's just an ideal situation. So she lived like that for the last almost 20 years or 15, 17 years or so. In a Krishna conscious environment. Whenever I visited Kuala Lumpur, I would go and visit her. And I would say, we were good friends. Yes, it's a fact. And she would chant sometimes, and yeah, like this. So, you know, this is the material world, of course. Well, this is the spiritual world here. But otherwise, in general, it's the material world. And could I have my hat, please? Oh, I'm sorry. This is the material world, and we all know what that means. It's a very difficult place. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi Dukha Dosh Anudarshanam. Birth, death, old age, and disease. While one is living in this type of situation, surrounded by those circumstances, then dukkha, misery, dosh, fault, anudarshanam. You will have that darshan. You understand? Imagine, huh? You will have that darshan. You'll witness these things, you'll have to experience these things. But if in this, while one is living in this material world, if one gets the association of devotees, and particularly if one lives in the association of devotees, then even though it's the material world, it can be the spiritual world, actually. It can be the spiritual world. So this was the type of situation that Krishna Leela was living in. Even though in the middle of a big city, Kuala Lumpur, and with all the typical city types of things going on and so on, features of life. But living in the company of devotees, particularly her two good daughters. Yeah. And you know, the husband. Yeah. Your husband. Anyway, it's within this material world, you could not really ask for a much better type of situation. And now that she's passed away, just what was it? How what day was it actually?
Friday
the
9th of February.
Okay. And today's the 17th. So just 8 days ago she passed away. And the daughters have brought her ashes here. And we're going to place those ashes, the remains of her body, into the care of Gangamai, Mother Ganges, who's very, very kind and who's just flowing over the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What more could you ask for? You really couldn't ask for anything more. And here, not only are we handing over her remains, physical remains, to the Ganges, but we're doing this in the most sacred and most merciful Sri Mayapur Dham, Sri Navadweep Dham. But in the center of Sri Navadweep Dham is Sri Mayapur. Mayapur Dham, that's where we are right now. It is, yeah, the most sacred of the sacred. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Navadweep Dham Mahatmya, he makes the point that as one progresses in spiritual life, gradually one comes to see that Navadweep Dham, particularly Mayapur, but all of Navadweep Dham, this is Vrindavan. It's not different from Vrindavan. It is not another place. It is Vrindavan, but at the same time, At the same time, Navadweep Dam, and particularly Mayapur, is more merciful than Vrindavan Dam. This is the particular characteristic. It is the characteristic of Lord Chaitanya as compared to Lord Krishna, and it is the characteristic of Mayapur Navadweep Dam as compared to Sri Vrindavan Dam. There's very nice narration given by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Radha and Krishna were there in Vrindavan. They were in Nidivan, the place where they take rest at the end of the rasa dance. They took rest and Radharani slept briefly, and then she woke up suddenly and woke up Krishna and said, "My dear Krishna, I just had a most amazing dream. I was dreaming that I was in a place just like Vrindavan, but it was a little different from Vrindavan. Different trees, there were palm trees, and the Yamuna was there, river was there, but it was a bigger river, and devotees were there, cowherd boys were there, and just different people were there, devotees, but they were different, they were a little different, they looked a little different, and they were chanting Hare Krishna, but it was a little different. Instead of Hare Krishna, they were chanting Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Something like
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Буквально
нету просто.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Vrindavan.
Vrindavan. And I was thinking,
Vrindavan.
It must be Vrindavan, but it's not Vrindavan. It's the same, but it's a little different. And what is this place? Who are these people? And then she said, there in the middle of all of this was one very big Brahmin. Very big Brahmin. Very tall. You know, more than 7 feet tall. Very big. And he was chanting in ecstasy. He was chanting your names. In such ecstasy, I've never seen such ecstasy. And then I thought, the only person who has ecstasy like this is me. And I thought, is he me? But then he started chanting my name in ecstasy. And the only person I've seen chanting my name in the same way is you. And I thought, maybe he's you or me, or maybe he's both of us. What is this place? What are these people? And who is this Brahmin? And then I woke up, and now I'm telling you about this. Do you know anything about this? And Lord Krishna picked up, look at that, some water. Look at this, isn't it?
Jesus.
That, you know, they have not checked carefully enough. Can someone just wash it off and just, you know. So anyway, back to Nidivan. So Krishna pulled out his Shamantaka gem. Krishna pulled out his shamantaka gem. Yeah. And he held it up in front of Radharani's eyes. And said, look inside. Okay, thank you. It's okay. Take that chain. Yeah. Okay. That's all right. It'll just go anyway. And Krishna said, look into this jewel. And Radharani looked into the jewel. And what did she see? She saw the same scene that she had just seen. And she said to Krishna that you knew about this all along, but you never told me about this. And who is this person, the big Brahmin? Is it me or you, or could it be both of us? And Krishna said, yes. This is a special, confidential form of myself. And in this, he is a combined form of you and me. And he appears in a place which is just like this place. It is this place, Vrindavan, but it's a little different. And this form of us, combined form, he appears in Kali Yuga. We're going to appear in Kali Yuga in this form, and we're going to give everyone love for us. And Radharani was so happy. So happy. So this is described by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in, what's the name of the book? Swapna Vilas.
Swapna.
Swapna means sleep or dream. Vilas. Pastimes within a dream.
By whom?
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. It's a book. It's a small book. It's a poem. It's like about 12 verses or so. So here we are in that place. The most merciful place. And why is it the most merciful place? Because it is the place of the most merciful form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. And we can just pray ourselves that as Krishna Leela's time came eventually, we can understand that time will come to us. Don't think that because you're young, what's your age?
37.
Kak, Devachka. Just a young girl. Yeah, what's your age?
57.
57. Malinki Malche. Just a young boy. Don't think because you're just a young boy, young girl, 37. Don't think it's not going to happen. But we can pray that when that time comes for us in due course, that there'll be some caring devotees around. There'll be some caring devotees around who will take care and make sure that our physical remains are also handed over to Ganga Devi or maybe Yamuna Mai in Mayapur Dham or Vrindavan Dham. And in this way, our sojourn, our wandering within this material world can be successfully completed, and it can all be put behind us, and we can all go on back home, back to Godhead. Krishna Leela, like I said, she was a good old soul, we might say in English, a good old soul. You know, I only got to know her, how 10 years ago? When did I first visit your place? I forget.
After the Bali trip.
Or maybe less, 6 or 7 years. Anyway, several years ago, and she was already very frail and not really able to do very much. But even when a person's incapacitated, physically and even psychologically, then at least if they're given shelter by sincere devotees and always immersed in a transcendental atmosphere, then by the grace of the Lord and the grace of the devotees, if not back to Godhead immediately, which is possible, but if not that, at least by Krishna's arrangement, Krishna will take them on to continue on and then go back to Godhead shortly after. So we ask everyone here, please pray for Krishna Leela. Did you know her personally?
Yes, ma'am.
You knew her, yeah. This is Kripa Sindhu Krishna Prabhu, Kram President, Temple President from Kuala Lumpur, Ochin Varshni Chelovek. Okay. And okay, just everyone listen. Let's also offer our prayers and blessings to Vadanya Nitai Das Prabhu, who was actually the grandson of Krishna Leela. But unfortunately he passed away. What was it, a year and a half?
One year and four months ago.
What yeah. happened? It's a long story, but he passed away. He was a young fellow. But yes, so here on the banks of the Ganges, the lotus feet of Mother Ganga, we can offer our prayers for Krishna Leela and her grandson, Vadanya Nitai, and pray that they've gone back to her, even if they haven't quite yet, that by the grace of Krishna, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, they'll go forward and shortly go back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Sri Gangamai ki.
Jai.
Sri Mati Krishna Leela ki.
Jai.
Sri Vadanya Nitai Das ki.
Jai.
Oh, Premanande. So now, let's just see our program.